This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. My name is Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you with your car, no matter what it is. You might not have a problem today. Maybe you'll never have a problem, but you're bound to need some maintenance. Or maybe somebody at work that you know has got a problem and you heard this guy on the radio say something. You might be able to send them our way to listen, or you could just learn something. But if you've got something going on with your car, or you have a question, maybe you're in the shop and they gave you that list of things that you may or may not need, we can help you sort through that. But today's kind of a special day, too. We've been teasing you a little bit about our transmission guy coming in, and he got sick a couple weeks ago, and we didn't want those germs in here, but I'm happy to say that we've got Trey Briggs from Automatic Transmission Exchange in the studio. And Trey, I think that blue light or red light's on, and how you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you in. And you guys have, I can tell a little bit of a story about Automatic Transmission Exchange, but I'll let you tell some of it too. But you've been around for a long time. 1968, I think the business has been there, but your dad was pretty much involved the whole time, and you've taken over, and you're down by 44th Street in Washington. But before we get to that real quick, I just want to give out the phone number. So, of course, we're going to answer all of your questions today, regardless of what's going on with your car. We've had a lot of transmission questions lately. Am I supposed to service my transmission? They said it's sealed. Or, it doesn't have a dipstick. Or what am I supposed to do? We've had a lot of those calls lately. So if that's on your mind, today's the day to call. 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. KTAR. So we can get to those phones whenever you start burning them up. We'll get there. So, Trey, you've taken over the business. You're running Automatic Transmission Exchange. It's been there forever. We can call this a truly family-run business. You've been there. Tell us a little bit about the story.
Okay. So my father actually started their R&R in 1976. Him and my grandfather, Phil, went in to get a job.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And he started R&R-ing, which led into building.
And R&R-ing for everybody means removing and replacing, just taking them out and putting them back in, and somebody else did the build.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Correct. That's usually the stepping stone, or you start tearing them down.
Uh-huh.
That's usually where you start. Then me personally, growing up in the industry, my grandfather, Phil, was a transmission guy. In my family, it was either transmissions or roofing. I decided to go with transmissions. I've been at the shop helping my father since 2004. And 2005 kicked in, and it was full time. I was sales rep. I was doing whatever needed to be done.
Uh-huh.
Learned the ins and outs, running for my dad. And, it's been a fun ride. Now
right.
My kids are there.
So I'm going to fill in some of those gaps. Now, I've been in business 31 years, and we did business with your dad, Phil, a long time ago. And I didn't realize your grandfather was a Phil. And I just learned that you're Phil, too. But it was too confusing to have
Trey.
Too many are, Phils. Yeah. So Trey's the middle name. So we go by Trey. But, even all the times that I had done business with Automatic Transmission Exchange over the years, I thought Phil was the owner. Well, Phil had been there since 70s, but he really didn't buy it until, your dad didn't buy it until like 2002 or 3.
2003.
Yeah, yes. But you had been around there when you were 16 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, you were sweeping the floors and helping out. And, and so you really kind of grew up in the business.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately your dad has passed on, but you and your sons are carrying on this family business. So So I think that's just amazing. And you've heard me say it before. There's a large chain of shops around here. They've recently been sold out to a hedge fund, but before they were, they called themselves a family-owned business. Well, I get that. Yeah, they were a family, but they just opened to own 25 of them.
So is Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart. Yeah, well, but Walmart's publicly traded, though. Yeah, okay. But anyway, but what I'm getting at is I think that term family operator, family owned is overused. But when you go there, the whole family works there. You, your three sons. I mean, you're running the place. And some of the things you said, you were doing outside sales and stuff like that. And I remember automatic transmission exchange, like you guys had units on the shelf, you're ready to go, but you guys used to also ship out to like Texas and New Mexico, and people around the country were calling you for service. But then what you decided to do when you took over is say, I'm not doing that. I'm going to focus on my community, on the local stuff. So I can control doing a good job right here in my neighborhood and the people that come to my shop at 44th Street in Washington.
Yes, that's exactly.
Fair to say. So.
I really wanted to harness in and take care of the local community where I grew up. And,
right.
Just kind of a nice feel. I still come across the counter. I shake hands. I listen. Mm-hmm. I talk. You can walk through my shop with me. You know, I'm very transparent.
Yeah, so
you've got a problem with your vehicle, I will show you. I will talk to you about it.
See, I'm starting to learn. And today, quite honestly, for everybody listening, Trey and I only met an hour and a half ago. I knew his dad, you know, from the business, and still I didn't even realize that he owned it, because he didn't own it when I first started doing business there. You know, I just always, he came across as the owner. But as Trey and I talked over breakfast a little bit and here in the studio, we're a lot alike in the sense of we're not here for one and done.
No.
It doesn't do us any good to just sell you something you don't need. And one thing that I was impressed with, you know, you hear me say this sometimes, if you go into a transmission shop and tell me you need a transmission, if you're at the wrong transmission shop, you're going to wind up with a transmission, and you may not have needed it. So that's the other thing I know about Trey is the integrity of, that was one of the questions. No, we fixed more transmissions than we rebuild, because they don't all need to be rebuilt. You can make repairs to these transmissions these days, and there's some pattern failures that you can get ahead of, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot going on in the transmission world. There's a lot to go on. Now your focus is, we're up against a break here, but your focus is Japanese and American cars predominantly.
Yes.
Fleet services, we can talk about that. I mean, if you've got a fleet truck and it goes down, chances are they might have a unit on the shelf, and you're going to cut that downtime down real big, because if you're a plumber or a landscaper or whatever, and I know you told me you take care of a lot of those guys, they need their truck back right away. So automatic transmission might be a choice for you. So we've got Mark, we've got Steve, and we've got plenty of open lines. 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Everything is priced to sell at Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. F-150s, Broncos, Mustangs, Explorers, SUVs, trucks, and EVs. If it's on the lot, it's priced to move. All month long during our President's Day event, everything is thousands off MSRP with simple, transparent pricing for everyone. No gimmicks, no games, no haggling, just straightforward deals. That's why more people choose Santan Ford, because our pricing will not be beat. Hurry in for the best selection during the President's Day event at Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. Online at santanford.com. Going on now. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage in Mesa. When it comes to auto repair, we know you've got a lot of options. But if you're looking for top-notch service and a team that truly cares, Stapley's Garage is the place to be. We've been serving the East Valley for generations, keeping our community on the road with honest, reliable repairs. Conveniently located just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Schedule your appointment anytime at stapleysgarage.com. We'll take great care of you, I promise.
Finding a shop you can trust for car repairs isn't easy, especially for transmissions. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family owned since 1968, our mission simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. Service, repair, or replacement, we've got you covered with experience, expertise, honesty, and an excellent warranty program you can count on. For peace of mind, check our reviews at AutoTransExchange.com. Automatic Transmission Exchange, trusted since 1968.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has served our customers, providing legendary, fair, honest service here in the Valley since the early 50s. Dana Brothers Automotive and Diesel is continuing the tradition by servicing all makes and models of cars and trucks, and we specialize in Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesels. However, we enjoy working on all vehicles. Our goal is simple: provide quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check us out at danabros.com.
Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen. And in typical Carey fashion, he's pulled up the music. And
Whitesnake. There's no more romantic song than Whitesnake.
Well, I think some people might argue with that, but we can go along with that. But Carey's always on top of the tunes, especially for the season. So I want to take just a special second to say to my Valentine, Edith, at home, I love you, dear. I don't even know if she's listening. She's maybe cleaning house or doing her thing. Maybe she might even be out hiking. I don't know what she's doing.
We'll send her a clip of the show.
But yeah, I can at least prove it to her later. Yeah, sure. My Valentine at home. And so happy Valentine's Day out there to all the all of you. I was going to say the ladies at first, but sure. I'm her Valentine today. So welcome back to the show. 602-277-5827. Can't help you with your Valentine, but we can help you with their car. Anything that you've got going on, especially if you've got a transmission issue, we're here to talk about that. And like I said, anything going on. So Trey here from Automatic Transmission Exchange is in. And another little fun fact we learned, we both went to Shadow Mountain High School.
Yes, sir.
A little bit older. I'm a little bit older. Trey, I was 88, and you were like 96. And then even you were, well, yeah. So you were 96. We'll leave it at that. Trey's 96. So I thought that was interesting, you know, and that's where I first started getting into cars, is in auto shop class and doing stuff right there at Shadow Mountain High School, right here by the studio at 32nd Street in Shea. So, and that's where we need to get our kids back in the shop class. And so I always like to see the kids out at the car shows and the cars and coffee and stuff like that. So, well, we had one drop off. We got two coming in, but Steven Mesa, 2011 Mini Cooper Countryman. What's going on with your Mini today, Steve?
Okay, put the new brakes on. Can you hear me, first of all?
I can hear you. A little bit muffled, but I got you.
Okay, put new brakes on. Actually, new rotors. They're slotted and drilled rotors just for, they were there. So I got that particular one. But the brake pedal seems soft on it. And so I thought maybe you could give me some ideas where it might go from there. It had put all new suspension on the car as well, as far as the struts and the shocks.
Were there slotted and drilled rotors on there first, or you just decided to do that upgrade yourself?
Yeah, I did that upgrade myself.
Okay, no problem. And then before you did the brake job, were they worn out, or were you having any difficult braking symptoms or soft pedal or anything like that prior?
Yeah, no, the brake pedal was good. The sensors were making noise, and one of them was actually started, destroying the rotor. So
sure. Now, I'm going to assume, and I need you to confirm me, does that car, I'm sure that car has rear disc brakes, correct?
Correct.
Okay. One common mistake that people will make, and this doesn't apply to you, but if you have a car with front disc and rear drum, if you replace the front brake pads or do a front service and you don't readjust the rear brakes properly, you're going to have a long or a soft pedal. So have you bled the brakes, or did you at any time open up the hydraulic system and possibly get air in the system?
No, I did not. I did notice that the reservoir was a little bit low, mm-hmm. when we flew it in that. But I also thought, well, maybe I should have just changed the calipers, and that would have, then I would have known I opened it up and it needed to be bled out. But for whatever reason, the pedal works, but it just is not. It's just not firm. You know, okay. How it should be.
Well, I think what you need, I wouldn't just go start replacing parts. You don't need, just don't start replacing calipers. I've been in business 30 years. I bet I haven't replaced 20 calipers. You know, we just don't do it. There's some brake shops that sell them by the truckload, but they oversell. So, I guess the best thing that I would want you to do is to do really what we call a brake fluid flush or exchange and just get all the fluid out. And if you don't know how to do it, if you did the brake work yourself, you could figure it out with a video online, and there's some tools you can buy. And you want to flush and make sure you don't have any air and make sure you have good brake fluid in the car. Now, that should correct your pedal feel. You could have a master cylinder issue or something like that, but since this happened afterwards, now, there's also some important things in the process. For example, you can't just squeeze the calipers. Like, when the brake pads were worn out and you compressed the calipers, where did you just compress them? Where did the fluid go?
Yeah, good question.
Well, I can tell you where...
Okay, where did it go?
Yeah, well, I can tell you where it went. Where it went was right back into the master cylinder. And what the master cylinder is designed to do is push fluid back. And then the reason that it was probably a little bit low on fluid, because as the pads wear out, the caliper piston extends, and that volume or that space is now needs to be filled with fluid, so the reservoir drops a little bit. But when you squeeze that brake caliper, and then that fluid goes back up the line, it doesn't just go to the reservoir. It might bypass the seals. So you can damage your master cylinder by not doing that process. The right way to do that is to open the brake bleeder, and as you're compressing the caliper, let that old dirty fluid come out and then seal it off and bleed the brakes. There's enough people out there in the industry that don't even do it right in the first place, and we don't ruin master cylinders every day. I'm just throwing that out there as an option. But I think what you need to do is bleed the brakes and make sure you got a good pedal. And then if you don't feel like you have the stopping power, then you need to look at the compound of pad. Is it the right pad for the car? A lot of German cars, people don't like because they make a lot of dust, but they stop really well. But then if they don't want the brake dust, you give up the stopping power for the brake dust, and then the car doesn't. Then they complain that the car doesn't have the stopping power that it had to be. So you kind of got to pick your poison. So long answer is I'd like you to see you start by bleeding the brakes, and then after that, let's see what happens, and you might just have to get into a professional to get a look at it. So good luck with that, Steve, and thanks for the call. Rudy and Buckeye. 2021 Ford Expedition. Rudy, what's going on with the Ford?
Hi, a little backstory on it. I had a 2018 F-150 as well, and I had a similar issue, so I believe it's an issue with Ford. But my transmission shifting difficult in 4 to 5th and from 7 to 8.
4-5 shift and a 7-8 shift on a 2021 Expedition. Trey, the mic is all yours. What do you think?
I'll tell you what, with Fords and with that model, it very well may be an issue in the valve body. You know, something like that, you road test, you scan, check for codes, which everybody would start doing. And really just try to, is this something that happens at certain times, certain driving conditions, say stop, go on the highway? Does this happen every time you drive it?
It's basically every single time. I feel it seems to skip 4th and 5th pretty often, but 8th, it always does it every single time. I almost set up on the gas to let it shift softer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I mean, that's something that, so, and that may or may not turn on the check engine light, right, Trey? In some cases, the transmission will turn on the check engine light, because you got to remember, the check engine light just tells the computer that there's something wrong that can affect the emissions out the tailpipe. So if a transmission is not operating properly, not shifting to the right gear properly, well, that can have an effect and turn on the check engine light.
But the problem is there's no check transmission light. So you've got to have the right equipment like Trey's got. And like he said, you've got to go in there. And we need to he needs to go in there and look at the transmission control module and see if there's any fault codes in there. And then you're going to check that out. And like you said, a valve body. So whatever, a lot of people that are listening don't know, the transmission, and Trey, you can interrupt me anytime here. The transmission has to be able to, in a modern transmission, they're computer controlled. So number one, you have to say, is it being given the right instructions? Is right. the computer telling it what to do? And then is it following those instructions? Or in this case, is it capable of following those instructions?
Taking the commands.
Taking the commands.
Correct. A lot of times with this stuff, it's a communication error between with the vehicle and the transmission.
Yeah.
So it might not be a mechanical issue per se, but it's starting out as a communication issue.
But then if it gets ignored, then it starts to get that slip. Then you have now you have a mechanical thing right. with the clutches. So a lot of times what Trey's saying on that, Rudy, is we can get in there and we have to look. There's some data, look at some pressure points, mm-hmm. look at various items, look at probably slip speeds and a couple things. And that valve body can be serviced, and that's what we talked about before. Not every transmission needs an overhaul. You can pull that valve body down. You can upgrade it, fix the seats, clean mm-hmm. it up, replace a solenoid, and solve that transmission problem. So that's I hope that helps you, Rudy, but that's the process that needs to be taken, and that's something that an expert like somebody at Automatic Transmission Exchange should be looking at, right?
We can help out with that. We work on stuff like that every day.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? You see this a lot in the Fords, or is it the Ford transmission or just a Ford Expedition transmission?
No, some of the Ford transmission now on the trucks.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Expedition, F-150, gas or diesel.
Yeah, we got a break here in a few seconds, but wasn't there a period of time where Ford and Chevy kind of went in together on a transmission?
Yeah.
Like that 8 or 10 speed, something like that,
speed.
Right?
Yes.
So they went in and collectively designed and built that transmission. So there's some of those common problems between the Ford product and the General Motors product are very similar. And that's something you want to take care of before now it starts wearing out the transmission. So we've got to take a quick break. We've got Mark, we've got Bob, and we've got Brian. And you're listening to Bumper Radio, and we will be right back.
Love is in the air this week for Valentine's Day at Shady Rays Sunglasses. Give the gift that your loved one will cherish this week and save big. Stop by the Shady Rays store at Curlin Commons in Scottsdale and get 40% off when you buy two pairs of Shady Rays sunglasses February 12th through the 15th. All their popular styles. Shady Rays Golf. Aviators, even their cutting-edge snow goggles. Shady Rays. Incredible UV protection and lens technology backed by 100% customer satisfaction guarantee.
Hi, this is Kurt Rock for Kurt's Auto Repair. For over three decades now, our family's passion has been forging lasting relationships by delivering the highest quality auto repair for our customers with a perfect Better Business Bureau record.
And I'm Kathy Rock, Kurt's wife. When we say our family, we mean it. At Kurt's, you'll find our kids, relatives, and now even our grandkids are working on cars and taking care of our customers.
Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, if your car hurts, take it to Kurtz.
Relationships matter. People do business with people they know and trust. In these crazy times, it's even more important that you can count on folks you know and can depend on to do your automotive repair maintenance the right way. Someone who has a proven track record and stands behind their work. People that will work with you to make sure your vehicles are going to remain on the road safely and efficiently for you and your family or business. No mysteries, just honest professional care. We're Accurate Automotive, friends serving friends since 1994. Check us out at AccurateAutomotiveAZ.com.
Hi, I'm Al Lundeen, owner of AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services that come to you following a personal injury or car accident. We make it easy to get personalized professional treatment at your home or business with licensed therapists. Our goal is to remove the stress from your car accident problems as we work with your legal team and health practitioners to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
KTAR News, now.
KTAR News time is 11:30. I'm Kellen Shover. Eyes on Education.
Arizona State University is helping struggling school districts in a new partnership with the Arizona Department of Education. Amy McGrath, ASU Vice President of Outreach, says the goal is to improve outcomes across the entire state.
So we're working with the department to take a very close look at outcomes in math and literacy and being very specific on the most critical need quadrants of the state and districts.
The partnership gets data on which schools need assistance from the department, providing ASU with the opportunity to jump in on tutoring for students, coaching for teachers, and virtual development courses. To read more education solutions stories, go to ktar.com/education.
It's about honoring service.
Arizona lawmakers created a program that exempts 100% service-connected disabled veterans from paying home property taxes last year. A new bill signed by Governor Hobbs this week clarifies that applies to a person's primary residence and can be utilized by surviving spouses. According to the Maricopa County Assessor's Office, the average home property tax bill in the previous tax year was a little more than $2,300. You can learn more about eligibility at your county assessor's office. And now for a check from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. Crash on Bethany Home east of 43rd Avenue. Another crash involving a pedestrian on 19th Avenue and Cactus. And a crash on 87th Avenue and Bell. Construction this weekend on the eastbound Loop 101 Agua Fria Freeway. That's closed between 51st Avenue and I-17 in the Northwest Valley until 5 a.m. on Sunday. KTAR weather for the Valley. Mostly sunny and breezy today. Afternoon highs back into the 70s. More chance for rain next week. High of 74 today. Low of 53 tonight. Chances for rain Tuesday and Wednesday. It's 63 degrees in Maryvale. Weather brought to you by Buyer Hunt. I'm Kellen Schober on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Rosie on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
On the house means home improvement and repair advice is free of charge when you listen to Rosie, helping Arizona homeowners for over 30 years. That's Rosie on the house. Saturday mornings 8 till 11 on KTAR News 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Old world service and experience alongside new world high tech. Those are just a couple of the reasons why you should bring your Mercedes, BMW, Audi, or any other import to Import Car Specialists. Our staff has decades of knowledge and are dedicated to get your car or SUV back on the road ASAP. We're easy to find from anywhere in the valley. Check our numerous five-star reviews and make an appointment to bring your ride in at importcarspecialists.com.
Looking for a certified collision repair specialist in the Valley? Orlando Auto Body is the name you can trust. I'm Shane Orlando, and for over three decades, my family has repaired vehicles the right way, with manufactured certifications, advanced color matching, and a lifetime warranty on every job. We work with all major insurance companies and offer deductible assistance. Visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Hi, Spencer Doucet for H&I Automotive. H is for honesty and I is for integrity. It's the only option. We've built our business on those two principles since 2009. We're thankful to our customers and our employees for helping us grow to three locations serving our customers in the East Valley. Check us out on Main Street in Mesa, Higley Road in Gilbert, and on Ocotillo in Queen Creek. Three locations, same principle. For more information, go to hndiautomotive.com.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests a hassle-free experience. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
It's your car's favorite show, Bumper to Bumper.
All righty, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy.
Again, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you with your car, whatever that may be. Last week, we talked a little bit about Concourse on the Hills, and that's out there in Fountain Hills. That's happening now, and I know I've got somebody on the line calling in from out there. I'm going to guess that it's Michael calling in to give us the lowdown on what's happening at Concourse and then pass the phone on maybe. What's up, Michael? Mr. Michael, are you there?
On Valentine's Day. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Got me? You got me?
I got you.
Okay, yeah, bumper to bumper's on the road today. We're out at Concourse in the Hills in Fountain Hills. The weather's awesome. Valentine's Day. It's almost the best analogy I can give you. It's like going to Barrett Jackson or a Good Guys Car Show on steroids and a big family fair wrapped around it, around the lake.
Yeah, except you don't have to spend any money to go. That's the best part compared to Barrett Jackson. This is like all of that with, you know, now if you want to make a donation to benefit Phoenix Children's Hospital, you can do that. Or if you want to bring your wallet to pick up some Shady Rays sunglasses, because I think they're out there. But otherwise, you're right. You just going out there and see lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, the special word there, if it's free, it's for me, right?
So, right?
It's already crowded, but there's plenty of room out here. And I'm definitely going to do a pass along because we've got our partners at SpaceFit, our card storage solutions companies out here. And, of course, our favorite sponsors of all time. I have to say that because my favorite person standing right next to me, Stephanie from Shady Rays, is out here today. And they got a lot going on.
Yeah, make sure you stand still because the phone's cutting out. Probably got a little bit of an extra cellular load out there. But, Stephanie is always a pleasure to have on. And speaking of which, Stephanie, you know, I had a pair of Shady Rays and I lost them. And I don't have a receipt because I think you gave them to me. So I think I'm going to have to hit you up for some shades. But tell us more. Where can we find you out there at Concourse at the Hills? Looks like we might not.
May have dropped off.
Well, no, but the phone's still going here and counting time. I can see, but I can tell you, Shady Rays is out there at Concourse on the Hills. They're one of our premier partners, to Bumper to Bumper Radio and the Golf Show.
Correct.
So if you're a golfer, if you're a car guy, everybody needs a pair of sunglasses in Arizona. Right. So if you run into Stephanie out there at the Shady Rays booth at Concourse on the Hills, so tell her Bumper to Bumper Radio sent you. And they've got some great deals going on. You buy two pair of glasses, it's 40% off. And if you can't make it out to Concourse on the Hills and see the cool cars and the helicopters and all that stuff that's on display out there, you can always go into the store at Kierlin Commons. Beautiful store out there. And Stephanie, did you get back on in the meantime? Nope, doesn't sound like it. Well, it's unfortunate we didn't get Stephanie on the show today, but go out there, look up your Shady Rays, enjoy the beautiful weather. Carrie's dying to say something.
If you're stuck for a Valentine's gift, you know, why not?
That's what I said. That's what I said last week.
Exactly.
You might have two Valentines. You can get two for one with that. Just be careful. Or get one for yourself. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
One
for me and one for my bride and my Valentine, maybe. So, well, enjoy the show if you go out there to Concourse on the Hills. And remember, everything out there benefits Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Nice. Yeah.
So we've got to get to the phones here. We've got Bob. We've got Brian. And then we're going to get after Mark, Larry, and Martin after that. So we're going to blow through some of these if we can and help you out. Bob, BMW X3 2022. What's going on?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call. Just a general maintenance question for you and Trey, Matt. I've had BMWs a long time. I have this one. I got about 42,000 miles on it. BMW touts lifetime transmission fluid.
You hear me laughing already, right?
I know. And I'm thinking, well, is it the lifetime of the car or the transmission? I'm kind of old school. I'm thinking that maybe that shouldn't be.
Well,
what I'm looking at.
It's funny. So that transmission in there, and by the way, we're talking with Trey before the show, they steer away from the European transmission. So any of those European transmissions, we'll handle those at Import Car Specialist or Virginia Auto Service. But I want to tell you kind of a funny story about that BMW transmission. So that transmission is made by ZF. or some of the Canadians like to say ZF. And and I've been to the ZF plant where they remanufacture and build those in Chicago's where ZF has a lot. Of, I mean, they build turbine, they build the gears for the big windmills, and they're into all kinds of stuff. But I have a manual that says that was lost in translation from German or whatever it is. And there's actually a sticker on the bottom of a lot of those transmissions that says it's 100,000 kilometers. That's a 62,000 miles. So
right. It
is not a lifetime. And I joke, what's the lifetime of the fluid? Well, when the fluid of life is no good, now that the transmission is probably now ruined, so you get to replace them both at the same time. So, Bob, for you and any other BMW owner out there, that is a 60,000-mile recommendation that I would recommend on that transmission service. And then on top of that, don't flush that transmission. Trey and I were talking. And now we do a transmission service. Some people call it a flush. I joke around and say I flush my transmission. I mean, I flush my toilet, not my transmission. But it's really a transfusion that's happening. But on your car, that's going to come. That's you're going to replace the entire transmission pan assembly. That's a composite. It's a composite material. And the filter is built into that pan. So when you go in to get that serviced, you're going to want to do that at a shop that is a quality repair shop, not a quick lube shop or anything like that. And you want to do what we would call the pan off service. And this that particular transmission in the ZFs, you just replace the entire pan. It comes with all new bolts because they're aluminum bolts. They can only be torqued and used one time. So if somebody's not doing it that way, or they're telling you they can, there's a way to put a new filter in that same pan, no, you don't want that. And then you want to use the right fluid, too. So we're only going to use a liquid moly fluid or a ZF fluid in that transmission. So good luck with that, Bob, and good question to keep after that. And everybody else, listen, there is no such thing as lifetime transmission fluid, and there is no such thing as a transmission that is sealed. So Mark from Peoria, 2020 Hyundai Elantra, what's going on with your car today, Mark?
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call. I got a real mystery. It's my daughter's car that we bought new in December of 2019. And a few weeks ago, she was complaining about not having any heat. And I confirmed that full blast heat wasn't working. I looked at the radiator, and the radiator coolant looked like black tea. And there was coolant bubbling out of the vent on the reservoir neck. So everything pointed to either a head gasket or something along those lines. So I took it to a local Hyundai dealer and told them what was going on. They had the car for 2 weeks, and the only thing they could tell me is that the heater core was plugged, and they had no idea why.
Now, how many miles are in that car?
66,000.
Okay. Now, did you guys buy that car brand new?
Yep.
Did they fix it under warranty?
Nope.
They didn't. I wonder why.
No, because they said, well, see, because that car has the 10-year powertrain warranty to the original owner.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I took it to the dealer is if it was a head gasket, then it would come under the powertrain warranty and they would replace the heater core. Well, because they could never tell me why the heater core was plugged, I picked up the car and I'm going to take it over to another one of your guys' recommended service shops.
Okay, so they didn't fix it. Okay, that's interesting. So, because I would say, if you look in the Kia service manual, I'm going to wonder if it's even technically due for a cooling system service yet.
It's not. In the manual, it's 10-year, 120,000 miles.
See, so something's not adding up there. So to me, now again, I don't know if the heater core, is the heater core not part of that 10-year warranty anyway?
No, that's their typical 3-year, 36,000 miles.
Okay, I misunderstood, or maybe they've changed it over the years. Do you recall, I can't imagine why the heater core would be plugged up either. did the only time I, the only thing I could really think of is if anybody ever put any stop leak or anything into the system, there would be no real reason to, though, right?
Right, and I do all the service work on my own cars, so I've always done the oil change on that car, and mm-hmm. so I know the history from day one. And the dealer brought that up, and I said, look, the only time anything's been added to that cooling system was maybe a cup of distilled water just to bring the non-pressurized reservoir up to full cold.
Interesting. Okay. But
and the other thing I was going to tell you, the weird thing is every time I talk to these guys, I said, did you do a block test? Well, no, we don't have that. And I said, well, you know, I took it to you guys to tell me what the cause is, not just the effect.
Yeah.
And so they did a block test on it. They said, we can't find anything wrong with the head gasket. They ran a borescope down the cylinders. They said everything looked fine. And then I said, well, did you test the coolant to see if there was any contamination in it? And they're like, well, we took the heater core hoses off and dumped all the coolant, so we don't have the original coolant.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then I said, well, what about the engine oil? No, we didn't test that either. So after 2 weeks, I kind of threw my hands up. And
yeah, I don't know if maybe they weren't finding a problem, but you don't have a check engine light or anything, right?
Nope, just no heat.
Just no heat. Okay. Man, I wish I could ask you so many more questions. Gosh, I've got to take a quick break. We're going to do that. I might bring you back on. I want to talk to you a little bit more about that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Brandon Stapley. For years, our family has built a reputation in the East Valley you can trust. That's why our Chandler shop, formerly Desert Car Care of Chandler, now proudly carries our name, Stapley Car Care. Nothing's changed but the sign. You'll still get the same award-winning service, trusted technicians, and customer care that made the shop a Chandler favorite. If you have already been visiting us, thank you. Or it's your first time, we invite you to come see why our name stands behind every repair. Check us out at stapleycarcare.com.
Long lines for oil changes were slowing down my business until I found Oil Buddy. The experts on the team are fast, friendly, and reliable, and they get my fleet on the road without the wait. I'm Tate from Exact Construction and Restoration, and thanks to Oil Buddy, my vehicles stay serviced and ready to respond to emergencies. Skip the hassle and experience Arizona's best drive-through 10-minute oil change, perfect for fleets and families. Visit Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe and Mesa, or check them out at oilbuddy.net.
Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of A1 Garage Door Service. My mom recently moved into a new home with a builder-grade garage door. Noisy, flimsy, and not built to last, so we're fixing that. Mom, you're my hero. When I was growing up, she worked 3 jobs just to save our house.
And helped to build this company.
Now I'm giving her a beautiful new garage door that's built to last. The garage is 40% of your home's curb appeal. When it looks good and it works great,
life is good. Thanks, Tommy.
From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one.
Hi, this is Glenn, proud owner of Good Works Auto Repair in Sunny Tempe, a family-owned and operated business serving the East Valley for over 20 years. We understand that families have a lot to worry about these days, going to work, getting kids to school, going to sports practices and events, shopping, meals, and so much more. The last thing you need to worry about is the safety and reliability of your car. That's our job. When you bring your car to us, we provide a digital inspection with pictures and descriptions explaining what your vehicle needs, not just today, but also the next visit, perhaps sometime in the future. We will pre-schedule your next visit and even remind you in advance so you can concern yourself with other things. And every repair that we do comes with a 5-year, 60,000-mile parts and labor warranty. Conveniently located at the 101 in Broadway, just go to goodworksautorepair.com to schedule your next appointment and let us take the worry out of your auto repairs. GoodWorksAutoRepair.com. We're here to make your life easier.
Carrie, this is the song you're supposed to play at 11:48 p.m. when you're winding
exactly.
down, not
That's
when
right.
you're getting going, dude. I mean, this is the before.
Exactly.
So anyway, let's get back on track here. Let's get back on track. Welcome back to Bumper Radio. Before we get to Larry Martin and Brian, I got to bring, I'm going to bring Mark back on the phone from Peoria. Mark and I talked briefly before the break, and something doesn't make a lot of sense on this. So when I talked, Mark, you're back on, by the way, but so Mark had this at the dealer. The coolant looks kind of funky, but Mark knows the history of this car. And there's always something. There's like what's wrong and what caused it to be wrong, so to speak. So, Mark, you're back with us, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Yep. So what they said is the heater core was plugged. And they don't know why. And you know that nothing's ever been added to that. I was concerned about stop leak or anything like that, which is always a bad idea to use, but you've never done that. And that, nope. And that car is so new, even with only 60,000 miles, there would have been no reason to do that. So,
exactly.
You know, and then their solution was to put a $3,000 heater core in the car. I mean, the whole dash has to come out of the car to
get that.
It's a massive job. So I could see in some cases why they wouldn't want to flush it, because sometimes, now this time I will say we will flush your cooling system. There's some agitation that happens, okay? But it's odd that that's plugged up, and you sound like you're pretty mechanically skilled. You're doing the maintenance work. What I would like you to do to figure out is get the thing heated up, turn the heat on, obviously. It's still not working. Now, they put new coolant in it because they lost all the coolant. But what I want to know, there should be at least one of those heater hoses should be engine temperature hot. And then the water is supposed to flow through the heater core. It exchanges cold air for hot air inside the car. And then there's still hot water coming out of that. It doesn't cool down to room temperature. So you should have a really hot inlet and a not as hot outlet. And then you can confirm yourself, because I'm not so sure that they are confident that the heater core is actually restricted. So that's the test that you can do to feel those hoses, to feel what's going on. If you can't physically get your hand on them, you might be able to get a laser gun and a temperature gun. You can pick one at Harbor Freight pretty cheap and get some temperatures there. But if you could have, I mean, if it's ultimately plugged, you're going to have to probably replace it. Although I would say if you can get the heater hoses off and maybe dump some 30% vinegar down in there some way and get away there, but there shouldn't be any calcium buildup. That's what's so odd about it. Like, what broke apart? I don't really know. So, you know, I wanted to bring you back on just for a second, but if you can do those checks, I guess, and if you could have access to those heater hoses, you know, disconnect one of them and blow through it or hook a garden hose through it and just see if you can get water through it. I can't think, Mark, why that the coolant would have that dark color to it, though. So,
and whatever the case,
well, calls the only back thing I had read somewhere that some manufacturers had put some type of an anti-corrosion coating inside their cooling system that would fail and flake off and plug up heater cores. But I looked all over on the internet and I couldn't find anyone else with a Hyundai Elantra with a similar issue.
Yeah. Well, you got a unique one, that's for sure. So you're just going to, you know, like I said, I get it to one of the bumper to bumper shops in your neighborhood that you trust. Find them at bumpertobumperradio.com and let's figure out what happened. I mean, Ford, I think some of them, they used to put some desiccant bag or some kind of Mercedes put some stuff in there that would dissolve over time. It was like this stop leak preventative kind of thing that over some years would wear out. But, you know, I don't know, but we got to move. We will have to. That's a mystery. But no matter what, I'd love to hear the outcome for that one for sure. Larry in Scottsdale, 2019 Subaru Outback. Larry, how can we help you today?
Matt, thanks for taking the call. Sure. As I mentioned, the 2019, I've got 57,000 miles on it, and I've had all the service done at a dealer. And the last time I had my oil change, I have it every 5,000 miles. They said the 60,000-mile service is about $3,000. And, again, I've always had dealers, and I'm curious if I were to go to one of your shops, are the prices comparable or dealers higher? Or I'm just confused about if I would get the same level of service.
No, you're not going to get the same level of service. You're going to get better service. So
okay.
I hesitate to say this, but I almost would say if the dealer could justify through your owner's manual that you need $3,000 worth of work at 60,000 miles, I'll pay the bill.
Okay.
That's how much I don't believe it. So what I would say is that there's some optional things. Auto repair business right now, you know, some of us are really busy. Some shops are kind of slow. And depending on the business model, there's incentives to sell because that's how they get paid if you're in that model. But I'd sure like to see the list. It would be fun to go to the dealer and with your owner's manual and say, can you show me exactly in the owner's manual where it says to do all of these things? But what I would like you to do, where in Scottsdale are you?
Way north.
Way north. So, you know, you could. I would be looking at Husband's Auto Repair over in the Air Park if you wanted to stay up north.
Okay.
If you live downtown or something like that, one of my shops might be an option for you. But I think it's time to move on from where you're at. I would take that list to your new shop, whatever you choose, and have them have them give you an evaluation of the car and validate or invalidate anything else that was made there and move on. But I think that a lot of people are in your shoes. I don't want to throw a blanket over, you know, every dealer because there's just as many good dealers as there is bad ones, and there's just as many bad shops as there are good shops. But I think some people tend to get aggressive, oversell, overstate. So let's get you to a another shop, and we're gonna squeeze Martin in here real quick. Martin, you're 2003 Ford F-150. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys? Thank you for taking my call, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks.
So I got a I got a quick question for you. I got a F-150 for my grandpa that bought it brand new. He sold it to me recently in November. I made the mistake of taking it to a big a box store where they offer oil changes, and they end up stripping the drain plug on the oil pan. So I went to a oil and lube place to see what they could do about it because it was leaking pretty bad. They end up putting an oversized drain plug on it.
Yeah.
And they said that they suggest that I had to get a new oil pan because it's aluminum. So I don't know if I should get a whole new oil pan or if there's something else I could do, like, but I don't know if there's any metal shavings in the, in the oil pan as well.
I'm going to put you on hold and I'm going to talk to you off the air because I can't do justice for you, but I've got some ideas for you. But so I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I want to get you after the show. And I just want to take a minute because I only have a minute. I got 20 seconds. Just, Trey, you didn't get a much chance to talk today. We didn't have very many transmission phone calls, but thanks for coming in.
That's fine. I'm here for it. I'll come back. I'm here for it.
Happy to have you. But Trey is also available. If you didn't get into me today, call Trey at Automatic Transmission Exchange, 42nd Street in Washington. You can't go wrong. They'll help you out.